Okay, so we're back at it today. You know, it's a big week for us with these next two practices and then two against New Orleans in the game on Thursday. So start to try to put some pull all the situational things together. Down and distance, field position, kicking game, all those, the way the game's played, really. Just try to start working those things more into practice. And spend a little more time on the situational play, and build towards Thursday's game here for the entire team. Even though everybody won't obviously get those situations, and maybe not very many of them will even come up. Who knows? But we need to start getting ready for them, and that'll be a part of the week's process, as well as trying to evaluate how we're doing now that we've had an opportunity to pretty much get everything installed and get multiple reps on it. So hopefully we can go out there and execute it to a decent level.
Bill, on Hard Knocks on HBO, you're going to be watching that live on DVR.
What Hard Knocks?
Well, can you find another Danny Woodhead like?
Oh,
can you glean anything from it?
Yeah, I'll probably miss it. Sorry to say. Yeah.
Bill, did the gallery.
Sure, if anything great comes out of it, you guys will let me know, right?
Bill, is there anything, with Gallery's decision at this point in camp, how does that leave your situation at trying to plug some holes on the offensive line?
Well, as we've talked about before, it's, unfortunately, if one player goes out, then it provides an opportunity for somebody else, and that's what it'll be. It'll be opportunities for other players. I've talked to Robert several times in the last few days, and he made that decision. I respect it. He's a good player. He had a good career, and I'm sorry it didn't work out this year, but I understand it, and both of us will move on. But he worked hard while he was here and did everything we asked him to do.
Bill, in addition to the gallery retirement, Tony Fiumetta was placed on the exempt left squad list. And could you elaborate on that roster?
Personal reasons.
What was your experience just with him when he was here in terms of his work ethic?
Yeah, good.
Martin signing him.
Right, yeah. Add him to the roster. He's had experience at corner safety and in the kicking game.
And then Huggins was in and out rather quickly. What happened on that one there?
It just didn't. Obviously, just never really got off the ground there. So. Before we put him on the field, we didn't feel like we could put him on the field.
Bill, Tom Brady turned 35 Friday. Have you had to make any subtle tweaks or changes at all? I mean, you stayed in great shape, but have you had to tweak at all or made any subtle changes over the last few years in the offense to reflect the fact that he is getting a little bit older, maybe a step slower here and there?
Yeah, none that I'm aware of.
Any change with Brian Waters in terms of him reporting by any chance?
No updates.
Would it be the kind of thing that you might want to kind of speed him along a little bit, or is... he came in late last year anyway, and certainly showed that he could play right off the bat. Sometimes with a veteran, you don't necessarily have as many fears as you might with somebody who's younger, doesn't have that level of experience. But the line's a little thin right now.
Yeah, I don't have any update on that situation.
Well, do you think the team has all of the fighting out of its system in terms of the practice? And secondly, do you think how much are they looking forward to finally getting to see a new team at practice this week?
Well, I guess I hope so, but well, you know, that's all. It's a couple of days old now, so we're moving on, and yeah, I'm sure we're ready as a team to start to work against somebody else. We've seen plenty of each other, and that's been good, but that's not the way it's going to be during the season. We're going to face new people each week, so you know, we'll start doing it this week.
Bill, as far as measuring sticks for your defense, especially, does it get any better than the Saints coming in here to test yourself against them?
They're obviously an outstanding football team. You know, all the way around, 13-3 last year, and they set several historical records there in the National Football League. So I think that their proficiency is pretty well documented. Definitely be a big challenge. But they're good on defense, good in a kicking game. I mean, they got a good, strong team. They're solid. They'll have a game under their belt, so it'll be good competition. Looking forward to it.
Ryan Mallett in the last year, having the spring under his belt, as far as being comfortable
playing,
and things of that nature.
He's way out of where he was last year. Mm-hmm. Knows more about what we're doing. I think has better understanding of what the defense is doing, and has run the plays. You know, he's actually run them. I mean, last year we were putting him in, and he had never done them before. This year, he had the benefit of the last season and the entire spring. So, his execution normally. Anybody's execution normally gets better with repetition, and that's definitely the case for him too. You know, the more he's had a chance to execute the plays, the more confident and the better he's gotten with them. Mm-hmm.
30, you know, sad news with the Eagles and Andy losing his son. Not asking you anything about communication between you and him, but is there anything on behalf of the Patriots that you'd want to send out, you know, their way?
I mean, very sad. Andy's a good friend of mine, and my heart goes out to him and his family. Some of the rules question or something like that, then, isn't it? Come tomorrow. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait. All right. Thanks.